Welcome to Retirement Income Solutions with the team at Security First Asset Management. If you're concerned about having the right financial plan, then this is the show for you. Your hosts, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, are ready to listen to your questions, help you plan for the unexpected, and set you up to thrive in retirement. Here in Middle Georgia, they're the team to turn to for financial guidance so you can have more peace of mind. It's time for the show. This is Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Hello and welcome. We are once again at Retirement Income Solutions, and we're glad that you are listening. I'm Steve Gramsci, your co-host, with your financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. It is our goal to listen, plan, and thrive in your retirement by helping you through it. Bill and Daniel are your local wealth advisors at Security First Asset Management, serving Middle Georgia, and the offices there conveniently located in Dublin and Macon. And you can find Retirement Income Solutions online at CompleteThePlan.com. That's where you'll find Security First Asset Management, too. By the way, you want to check it out? You can do that even while you're listening. And a reminder of the phone number. We'll give it out again if you don't have a pen right now. But the number to call to talk about your retirement concerns is 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. We're going to talk today about a wonderful life expectancy. We're going to talk about the little details that often get missed when you are thinking about your retirement. Answering some questions from you, we do that too, and that's how we start out the show, and we'll do that in a second. But first, let's say hi. Bill and Daniel, nice to be with you again.
It's a pleasure. Good morning to you.
Let's move on to a question from the mailbag. What do you think here? Bill, are you ready?
I'm going to do this one.
Oh, Dan. Okay. Dan will do it. All right, Dan. Let's see what Angie says. Angie is in Macon, and her question today as we really start performing here. I'm retiring at 60, but would like to delay the start of my Social Security until I'm at least 66. But is it unwise for me to live solely off of my savings for that many years? What do you think, Daniel?
Well, I appreciate the question, Angie, and I tell you, part of this answer depends on your marriage status. Are you married, and is your spouse, does he have a higher earnings record, Social Security earnings record, than you do? I'll tell you, the premise behind it is trying to get to your full retirement age with your Social Security before triggering it, and typically that is a good idea. 75% of people take Social Security at age 62 as soon as they're able to. And unfortunately, that leaves a lot of money on the table because our life expectancy now is so much longer. And by taking it early, you get a reduced payout the rest of your life. Your question, is it unwise for you to live off your savings for 6 years from age 60 to 66 to get to that full retirement age? If you have the savings, especially if you have IRA savings, it can be a really good strategy to help reduce your taxes when you have to start taking required minimum distributions at age 70 and a half. If you've taken some IRA withdrawals prior to that time, you won't have to take as much at age 70, and you'll have significantly more Social Security by waiting till your full retirement age. So the theory behind it's good, but some of the details are important, like are you married and what is their earnings record? That could have bearings on the strategy as well. But very good question, and smart to be thinking that way.
All right, Angie, hopefully that helped. Now on to our weekly feature and Bill's Fact of the Week. What do you have for us, sir?
Well, this one has the fact I'm going to talk about today has kind of a parallel with how we deal with our savings and monies we have in the market, our equities, and this thing called emotion. Since 2003, the average household has earned 4.5% a year from their investments. Since 2003 now. Versus a return of 9.5% over the same period just for the S&P 500. However, the average household return exceeded the returns from a diversified hedge fund index, which earned only about 1.6% a year. So we think, you know, hey, we're taking a lot of risk in hedge funds. Well, we are, and probably a lot more than we should be if you look at what the return for the risk was. So it wasn't quite worth it. But this deals with the emotion that most of us experience, and we have found that over the years, emotion can be controlled somewhat with a well-defined strategy for a retirement plan. So the data kind of bears it out. The average investor doesn't do as well as the market simply because they They're dealing with emotion and not with strategy.
That is a good point and a solid reason to have someone who's objective in your corner giving you advice, like Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. And by the way, that number is 800-987-1443. 800-987-1443, the number to call. Well, it's a wonderful life expectancy, gentlemen. It's great that people are living longer and longer. But how can you be sure that your retirement plan is built to last as long as you do? Let's discuss the financial impact of a longer life expectancy. So, from a financial standpoint, what are the downsides to a longer life expectancy?
Well, the downside to living longer, huh? I think part of it comes down to how healthy are we going to be and how much savings do we have, right? If we have plenty of money and good health, there's no downside to living a longer life expectancy. However, knowing how much we can afford to spend in the first year of our retirement and after we account for inflation 10, 15, 20 years down the road, there's a big difference between those two numbers. We don't know our expiration date. That's a real challenge to an income plan because we don't know how much, really, how long you're going to live. That has an impact on how much you can afford to spend and what's an affordable budget to start out with. So the downside to a longer life expectancy is you really have to be wise and live within a budget and start out with a budget. And we call it the go-go phase. When you're first retired, you're likely to be able to be healthy enough to go and do and enjoy the things that maybe you put off while you were working. After the go-go phase comes the slow-go phase. People generally start slowing down and maybe don't go as far when they travel, and some of the discretionary spending slows down. And then we go to the no-go phase. The no-go phase is where your end-of-life care, health care costs go up. And so that's a significant challenge to a longer life expectancy is the fact that for many people, their bodies outlive their minds now. And so there's challenges to making sure you have enough money in the last years of your retirement to deal with health care issues. So those are some major challenges. So those are some of the downsides to a longer life expectancy, but I'm an optimist, so I believe that these things can be planned and accounted for, and you can thrive in all those stages.
All right, so we're talking about a wonderful life expectancy, and I'm glad I'm still here to enjoy it, so to speak. But Bill, as we're talking about that, how do you keep from outliving your money, even if you live into your 90s or beyond?
Well, in reality, it takes planning. It's not a hope strategy. We don't believe in hope strategies whatsoever. We have a lifetime income blueprint for a reason. We wanted to address the phases in planning that Daniel spoke of. People want to spend more money in the go-go. And then over time, as you get older, that same amounts of money or even more maybe have to be set aside for health care costs. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. But we plan for the phases of life. We plan for each stage that we may be in. And we have to address things like inflation. We tell people all the time that one of the biggest enemies to retirement is inflation. And so if your money is not at least earning what the inflation rate is, obviously you're going backwards. So we need to consider the risks to retirement, which are many, one of which is inflation. Another is health care, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in a moment. But we've got to be able to clearly understand what we're spending, what our lifestyle is, what it costs to maintain that lifestyle. And then we have to look at the resources, streams of income, or create streams of income to make sure that we can carry on that same lifestyle for the rest of our lives. In doing so, that helps us know where to invest our money and how to invest our money so that we can get to where we want to go. And we try to do that with less risk overall. So it's planning makes the difference. You can keep from outliving your money if you have a proper plan in place.
As we're talking about a wonderful life expectancy, another question I have for you, gentlemen, Daniel, how do you maintain your lifestyle while inflation continually eats away at the buying power of your money?
Well, this is part of the lifetime income blueprint that we take into account. Many times people do not take into account the long-term impact of even low to moderate inflation. For those of you listening that don't know, inflation means it creates the loss of purchasing power to your dollar. So if you start out in retirement and you're spending $50,000, you're going to need more than $50,000 just to buy the same things you were buying in the 10th year of your retirement. You're going to need more than that. Every year you need a little bit more. So in order to maintain the standard of living, there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, you need to have some of your monies oriented for growth. Equities, stocks, and specifically stocks, have kept up with the rate of inflation over the long term. So having some money there is important. For people that are really conservative that want to keep everything in the bank, you're just trading one risk for another. You're trading stock market risk for inflationary risk. So we need to have some money oriented for growth. And also, I think it's important for people that have pensions and Social Security. Maybe when you first retire, that's enough income coming in to maintain your standard of living. But keep in mind that those likely are not going to keep up with inflation. So maybe you shouldn't spend all that you have coming in, even if you're able to. Maybe you should stick back some of it and save if you're not comfortable with taking equity risk. You have to have some way to deal with inflation, and those are a couple of ways.
All right, and as we close out this segment, let's do it with Bill answering this one. How do you address healthcare costs, Bill, in an environment where these expenses are often increasing at a rate that's even faster than the rate of inflation?
It's very difficult because we don't understand what the future may be in the cost of healthcare. We address that particular aspect of the planning because we have to. We need to have an understanding of what it might cost in the future. So we need to have a plan in place that's going to have contingencies for inflation. It's very hard to plug in something like healthcare cost in the future. We just can look back and see what it is and make sure we have parts of our assets in places that can grow to the levels that would help sustain that. So it all comes down to what we talk about all the time. We need to understand all aspects of the risk that we're taking in retirement. And there are a lot of risks that we take in retirement we don't understand when we retire. But we want to address those things up front so that we have plans in place to deal with them. So for those of you who are out there listening today who have not had a conversation yet with us and would like to, if you have at least $100,000 in investable assets and would like to begin the planning process for you so that you can put in place a lifetime income blueprint, give us a call today at 800-987-1443. We'll sit down and we'll address the risk to retirement, things like taxes, inflation, healthcare costs, market volatility. You know, we've got to talk about those things. We have to have plans in place that will help us understand what the future may bring for us and make sure that we have plans and contingencies that will help us thrive in retirement. So if you'd like to call us today for the next 10 folks, give us a call. If you're one of the next 10 and you have at least $100,000 set aside for retirement, give us a call at 800-987-1443 and let us help you understand how you can thrive in retirement.
That number again is 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Yes, it's a wonderful life. You remember the movie, of course, with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed, and the part of Jimmy Stewart today played by Bill Danner, part of Donna Reed played by Daniel Neesmith.
So, oh, come on.
Well, you can have Harry Travers' part. You know, he was all Clarence right. the Angel, all so right. you'll eventually get your wings, Daniel.
It's more appropriate. But, I'm an angel.
Well, you watch the movie, right? At least once a year.
At least once a year at Christmas.
Yeah, I had to mention it, you know, with a title like that in our subject. We just had to mention the movie. It's a great movie. So,
right.
And, of course, in Middle Georgia, the office is in Dublin and Macon. Wait your call. 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. If you're looking to have that discussion, if you're looking to set your retirement more secure, if you want that income to last for life, then you ought to have a partner help you set it up, make a plan, and execute it. Call 800-987-1443. Again, Bill and Daniel Wade at 800-987-1443. This is Retirement Income Solutions. We continue with more in a moment.
What should be the number one concern if you're approaching retirement? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives. Here in Middle Georgia, meet with the Security First Asset Management Team by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Want to learn more about the team at Security First Asset Management? Visit our website, completetheplan.com. That's completetheplan.com.
This is Retirement Income Solutions. Glad you stayed with us. I'm Steve with Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. This is the segment we call Getting to Know You. So, gentlemen, one or both, here is your question. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with all that extra time?
Well, first of all, I'd be disappointed. I like to sleep. But
he's not a morning person.
Yeah. Just, you know, everybody got their own schedule. But I tell you, I think I'd play more music, record more music in my home studio there. I do that and record more with my daughter and son. They're little musicians as well. So that's probably what I'd do with my extra time.
Wow. Wow. Has the family ever gone on tour?
You know, we are working on a world tour for 2018. No, I'm kidding. Unless you can set that up for me, Steve. But my daughter's becoming a YouTube sensation. She's 9 years old, and she does all kind of stuff and, you know, just can off the top of her head can make up songs. And she's got all her own little – they have this app called Musical.ly now, and it's like for kids, and they – post music on there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she's got her own channel and followers and all kinds of stuff. She's only 9 years old.
Wow, so. That would be that'd be fun to see. All right, Bill, do you have an answer?
I do. I'd like to be in the shadows of my grandchildren's lives a little bit. I'd spend some time kind of watching them grow up and being involved in more in their activities and kind of experiencing life through the eyes and minds and actions of a younger person. I think that'd be fun.
Nice to know you're not a begrudging grandfather. What name do the grandchildren call you by?
Papa.
Okay, because they're getting to be quite a few anymore. Did you choose that one, or did they choose it for you?
Well, when our children started to have children, they asked the question, what Mom and I like to be called, and we said anything other than Mima and Mazel and Mima and Peepaw or something like that.
Yeah, I don't want to be called Peepaw.
So well, anything other than that. So
unless there's some listening.
They came up with a few, and we said, well, you know, Nana and Papa sounds good. We'll go with that.
No offense to the Mimas and Peepaws out there.
No personal preference.
No offense. That's not. Well, you asked me, and I told you.
There are preferences in life, and we get to have those unapologetically.
Right. Well, I don't want to offend anybody. No, we're just simple. Papa and Nana.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you really like to shadow their lives. I haven't got to that part in my life to have any grandchildren yet, but I do have some trepidation about it. You're kind of making me feel a little more at ease. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. And, we have 22 of them, so we have a little bit of experience.
I guess so. I guess so. Boy, I hear the population growth right there in Middle Georgia is probably a percent or two higher because you're there.
Well, they're scattered around, yeah. So it's not in Middle Georgia only.
Okay, that's it. And Daniel, thanks for sharing that, too. Your love of music always comes out when we talk, and it's great to see you've got a family that does it together. This is turned into a family program. We like that, guys. Thank you for sharing and getting to know you better here on Retirement Income Solutions.
Planning for retirement shouldn't be a mystery. So why is it so easy to get bogged down with financial terms and advisors who try to offer you a sales pitch? At Security First Asset Management, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith take pride in looking after their clients' best interests. Schedule a complimentary review of your situation by calling 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443.
Now back to Retirement Income Solutions. Listen, plan, thrive.
Continuing now with Retirement Income Solutions, appreciate your participation today by lending us your ears to hear Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith, our local wealth advisors and financial planners here at Security First Asset Management. They're our financial coaches, and we're doing it today just because we like you here in Middle Georgia. Give us a call if you can use some advice from Bill or Daniel at 800-987-1443. That's 800-987-1443. 1443. To the mailbag for one more today, gentlemen, and I think for Bill here is Monica in Warner Robins with her question. I know that I have too much money just sitting in the bank. What a problem that is to have. But I'm scared of a market crash. So Monica really didn't have a question there, Bill. It's more of a statement, but I think you can understand what she might be thinking here.
Well, I do, Monica. The market's uncertain, and if you're closer to retirement, and I don't know how close you are to it, the emotion that you're feeling is real. And the only way you're ever going to feel comfortable about moving away from the safety that you have there and then putting your money in the market, so to speak, is to understand the risks that you're going to take and why you should take them. If you shouldn't take them or don't need to take them, there's no reason to do that. But there are other options out there other than this money in the bank. There are other investment vehicles that don't necessarily have the same level of protection, but may not have all the risks that you have in the market. So there's other options to look at to invest your money. There's nothing out there that's perfect. You give up market volatility and market risk by being in a bank product, but you assume the risk of inflation and loss of purchasing power. To answer your question completely and properly, we'd have to sit down and talk about what this money means and what you're trying to do with it, how much of it represents your future income needs, and a whole lot of things. So I understand where you're coming from. I think you're a perfect candidate to have a conversation with someone who can help you understand maybe how you might be able to do something differently and determine whether or not you even need to at this point in time in your life. So thanks for giving us a call. We always enjoy people calling in and asking questions.
Monica, hope that is helpful. And you can always give that call to 800-987-1443 to talk with Bill or Daniel sometime that's convenient for each of you. Well, retirement is complicated, and even in your own plan, there's probably a hole somewhere or maybe some things you haven't even thought of. Details are necessary to plan and execute a successful retirement, and that's why talking with Security First Asset Management should be a priority in life for you. So let's talk about some of those little details that people often fail to consider, Bill and Daniel, when they're planning their retirement. So, Daniel, will you need to support your parents or kids later on is a question I have.
Well, you know, this is a question that needs to be brought up. Many times people end up taking care of an aging parent or loved one as they age. The cost of long-term care in the state of Georgia goes up about 4.5% per year, and the average cost of a nursing home is $67,000 per year for one person. So many times people lean on family, and especially as aging parents, as they get older, they have to kind of look towards their kids. Statistically speaking, it's alarming. There's over 43.5 million Americans currently taking care of a parent or loved one age 50 or older, and that's a really big deal. It means lost working time, and it's quite a stress for these folks that are doing it. But monetarily, it's something that you might want to think about and account for, and at the very least have a conversation with your parents about. On the flip side of that, kids now, after they graduate college, we see a lot of times people moving back home. The job market's still tough for a lot of kids, and that also means that money has to be spent to support them. We recommend having not just an open-ended situation where kids move back home and indefinitely live there rent-free, but have a talk with them about taking some responsibility with that. But you want to make sure that part of your planning process includes accounting for those health care costs, not just for you, but what it means for you and your parents as they age as well.
That's a tall order, considering you said the costs go up 4.5% every year, but inflation's only half of that. And even if you're investing for inflation, you've got to have a different plan.
So that's right. It's a tall order.
Yeah. So, Bill, asking the question, how does your family feel about your quitting your job? That would be something you'd want to do in advance, right?
Yeah, I can tell you right now how my wife might feel. Really? You going to be around here 24/7?
She's got another job for you. She's got a list of things.
If you're married, it is definitely a family decision. You've got to discuss it, not just because of what I just said, you know, being around each other 24/7.
Yeah.
What's happening is you're giving up a paycheck. As long as you work and you're there and you're working, that paycheck's going to be there. But when you retire, you've got to have almost the same amount of income, especially if you're going to do anything. If you're going to travel, you may even need more. So you need to have all that understood up front before you decide to walk out. Because you can, because you want to retire, doesn't necessarily mean you can. So understanding everything that could possibly go into your life and in the future, understanding where the paycheck's coming from, and is it enough for your needs, or does it fund your lifestyle? Those things are questions that we really need to have answered long before we decide to walk out the door and spend time that we worked all our life to do, enjoy life. Without working, we got to have a paycheck.
We continue to talk about the little missed details in financial planning and the number to call to make sure you have no holes in your retirement, 800-987-1443. All right, one more question, gentlemen, has to do with little missed details. What happens to the income plan at the death of the first spouse?
Well, this is something that always needs to be thought about. It's one of the financial blind spots that we see people caught in every once in a while. And it's an emotional thing whenever someone passes away unexpectedly, especially if that person was the higher income earner. And really, if you have pensions that are tied to that spouse that passed away, you want to account for these things and have contingency plans in place to provide that income prior to that emotional time in your life. Yeah, you want to have what we call a just-in-case plan for that. So making the right choices ahead of time as to when to draw your Social Security, whether or not to take a survivor option on the pension, these are extremely important decisions, mainly for the fact that after the death of the first spouse, the surviving spouse still needs 70% of the household net income. Bills are never cut in half, and no one wants their surviving spouse to feel stressed about money or income. So it is crucial to have an income plan in place that accounts for that well before anything like that were to occur. That's why we have the lifetime income blueprint, so we look at what may happen if a spouse were to pass away earlier, and help decide when you should take Social Security to maximize the survivor benefit, and whether or not to take a survivor benefit on the pension, how much life insurance to maintain as part of your plan to replace some of that income, all crucial. And what it does is it makes your life a lot easier when those hard times come to already have a plan in place. That's why we're so passionate about helping our community, helping our clients prepare for these types of things. That's why we developed the Lifetime Income Blueprint. We're offering a complimentary financial review right now to the next 10 people that call in and have saved at least $100,000 for retirement. What we'll do is sit down with you, look at what you've already done, and make sure you're on track to having a thriving retirement, to having the income you need throughout your retirement, so you don't have some of these financial blind spots or miss some of these little details that we've talked about today. Give us a call at 1-800-987-1443. That's 1-800-987-1443. Let us put you on the right path. If nothing more, let us give you a second opinion. Again, for the next 10 callers who have saved at least $100,000 for retirement, give us a call at 1-800-987-1443, and we'll sit down with you and make sure that you are ready and prepared for retirement.
800-987-1443, 800-987-1443 is the number to call to listen, plan, and thrive with Security First Asset Management and your financial coaches, Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith. 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Wouldn't it be great if there was one simple thing you could do to help you better prepare for retirement and make you feel more confident about your prospects for financial security at the same time? Well, there is. Put your retirement plan in writing. A recent Schwab report shows that people who had written retirement plans were 60% more likely to increase their 401k contributions and twice as likely to stick to a monthly savings goal than people without such a plan. There are 10 people listening right now who can make that call with $100,000 saved for retirement and have the beginnings of that retirement plan put in fruition. Number to call is 800-987-1443. Call Bill and Daniel at 800-987-1443. Gentlemen, as we come to a close for another great program, I thank you for your time. It was fun, and thank you for the insight.
Thank you.
Thank you. We enjoyed it.
For Bill Danner and Daniel Neesmith of Security First Asset Management, your local wealth advisors here in Middle Georgia, the number to call is 800-987-1443, 800-987-1443. Thank you for joining us on Retirement Income Solutions.
Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. Security First and Madison Avenue Securities are not affiliated entities.